whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to have with us here in our beautiful studios in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, South County Health. And a lot of people know the term South County Hospital. We're trying to get the message out that that wants to be changed to South County Health because it's going to be more than just a hospital. And we're going to find out about a particular facet of that today, the campaign for cancer care. And we have three people with us in the studio. Two you'll hear from. One is going to be handling the peanut gallery responsibilities. Claudia Swain, you're just clap so people know that you're here. They can hear you in the background. She is the vice president of development, but the speakers today are going to be the co-chairs of this campaign. Ellie Ferguson is here. Welcome, Ellie.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. And Rob Panoff is here. Welcome, Rob.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us, and we want to find out everything there is to know about the campaign for cancer care at South County Health. Let's start with a little bit of background. Ellie, where are you? Are you always from Rhode Island, or did you move here?
I did move here 25 years ago, so I'm not a native.
25 years? Well, that's pretty good. You're acceptable. All right.
Yeah. that's not good. A native, though.
All right. And what town do you live in now?
Saunderstown.
Saunderstown. All right. Beautiful spot. And do you work at the hospital, or what is your capacity there?
I do not. I'm a volunteer and involved in the development committee now, but came as a volunteer onto this campaign.
A volunteer for the campaign. And Rob, that's the same with you, correct?
Well, actually, I'm on the Board of Trustees and the chair of the Planning Committee, also involved with the development and the VNS. So once they get their hands on you, they suck you in pretty good and keep you busy.
There you go. When they find a good person, they want to keep them busy and involved, right? Now, who would like to explain what the campaign for cancer care is all about? And you want to take that, Rob?
Well, I guess what I'd like to do is to put it in some context. Okay. First, you mentioned the name change from South County. It was a mouthful before, South County Hospital Healthcare System, which made it very hospital-centric and didn't really reflect the changes, whether it's the healthcare reform and all of that, but there are huge changes in the healthcare landscape, and South County Health really takes care of all of that. It has a very active outpatient program. It has the home health, which we used to call visiting nurses, but we now call VNS home health services. So there's a whole spectrum of health services that the system provides, in addition to the inpatient services that people are so used to hearing about through the entire course of someone's life. And the hospital is very integral to the community. It provides essential services. It's the go-to place for people locally, so they don't have to traipse up to a large urban facility. And we are very, very focused. As chairman of the planning committee, we spend a lot of time and effort really focusing in on the community's needs and then assembling the resources that we need to take care of those needs. Mm-hmm. And the community cancer center that we're developing is the latest of those efforts to respond to what is a very urgent need within the community.
Okay, so this is changing. For example, when I was a kid, we had a doctor. He would come to the house. He would take care of me. We had, you know, another doctor. everything has changed over the years. Everybody remembers it, you know, those days if you're over the age of 55. But things are changing, and I guess you're addressing that issue. Things are constantly changing in the healthcare system. So it's not just the building that's called the hospital anymore. There's lots of facets to it.
Correct.
And as far as a campaign, Ellie, is this something that when you say, you know, you're a volunteer on this program, this is really to get the message out about the, what he just said. It's more than just a building. It's, there's all kinds of things that go on there.
That's true. We have the campaign is addressing this facet of a reorganization and streamlining of cancer care that has already been going on at the hospital. And it will be bringing it all into one place. So our patients, rather than having to go from one building to another to receive their care, they'll be able to get it all in one on one floor. Right. And the docs will all be located in that same floor as well.
Now, South County Hospital over the years ago was a pretty relatively small facility. I mean, when I was growing up, I just barely heard about South County Hospital. I know it's been there for quite a while, but it's really blossomed in the last few years and developed and added lots of facets, as you say. And this is the next major step, I would guess.
Well, it's the biggest initiative we have going right now, yes.
Right.
Yeah. And if I could add something, people, I guess, you have certain assumptions about a relatively small local hospital. Mm-hmm. But we should make the point that South County Hospital has the highest patient satisfaction ratings, the highest quality ratings, not only in Rhode Island, but practically in all of New England. So it's really a first-class little place that feels, when you go there, it feels like you're surrounded by family and friends.
Right. Well, that's huge. I mean, I know if a lot of people that have been there and gotten great treatment, and they have nothing but praise for the facility. So that is a very important thing. And as you mentioned, perhaps it's a lot easier if you're in our listening area, on live radio, not on the stream, because you could be listening anywhere. But if you're listening on radio, then South County Hospital is right in the center of our listening area, and that's where everybody can go for pretty much anything. It's not just the local health, you know, clinic. It's much, much more than that. And I guess that's the focus and the point we want to make today. Part of the building is being redone physically to have this happen.
It is. There's a repurposing of a floor in the original building that will be reconfigured for infusion, chemotherapy, and now that the roof's off, there's also going to be HVAC improvements for the women and infants care, which is directly above it. So,
lot of nice improvements.
Yes, I'm told that when you're giving birth to a baby, you want to have a well-controlled environment. I'm told that.
You're told that. You and I can imagine that that's the case. There's the average person, and when they're in this kind of a treatment facility, is going to frequent this building a lot. It's not a one-time thing. It's a constant type of visiting situation, right?
It is. It is. Chemotherapy usually takes place over a series of weeks or months, depending on your prognosis.
And all of those services are now offered there, right?
Yeah. Well, it used to be that cancer was more of an episodic condition, in that you got it, the treatment went well, and you went on, or maybe the treatment didn't go as well, and oftentimes you passed away. Now people live with cancer and the treatment over a long period of time, because the treatment has improved to the extent that it can extend people's lives. So the idea is to treat the whole person. There's a huge emotional and psychological component to it as well. And one of the aspects of being able to treat our patients locally without having to navigate, you know, drive up to a larger urban facility, navigate long, confusing hallways, then sit for 2 or 3 hours to do chemo that takes almost a full day, and then reverse the process, when they can do it right 5 minutes from home, surrounded by friends and family, it's a much more comfortable comfortable environment, easy for local people to deal with.
Excellent. And I was just thinking that, you know, we just, so you know, Rob, our listening audience is pretty wide, but we don't have anyone that's listening that's passed away from cancer. No one's listening that's passed away. So just so you know that, we want to make sure that's understood. But the building itself is one of the things I wanted to cover first. We'll have the opportunity to cover several other things. But this is going to be where patients can meet with their doctors from the initial first steps right through the entire treatment for the most part, right? You're not shipping anybody off anywhere. Everything is going to be able to be handled there.
That's correct. Some patients are going to want to seek a second opinion, and we welcome that impulse. Mm-hmm. And we'll show them the way to do that through our nurse navigation program.
And how much of this campaign, if you will, is involved with, how much of the planning do you have in the actual physical structure of the building? In other words, I know there's going to be some nice things, like you said, where there's rooms for people to have meetings. There's might be a rooftop garden, or there might be things like that. Is that all part of the things that you discuss in your committee?
Well, the Patient and Family Advisory Board was first formed and then consulted for what kind of environment they really thought would be the most pleasant and the most effective for their, when they're in that, going through that process. And they were a gold mine of ideas, both people who had suffered from cancer, people who had cancer patients in their families, etc., and they were really the mother load, and that from their ideas sprang the design of the entire facility. Okay. So it really went from their thoughts to paper in the design process.
And this term campaign, if you will, is part of that is financial, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if people are interested in helping, how do they go about that?
They can go to our website, or they can call the wonderful Claudia at the hospital. The campaign, what we're trying to do is raise $6.5 million to refurbish the Reed Wing, and we are about $5.5 million into it. So we're closing in on our goal with just under $1 million left. And we've just entered the what we call the public phase, where the community will be hearing more about it, like on your station and in the papers. So I would urge people to contact the hospital directly. Claudia's email is cswain@schhospital.com, or they can call her at 401-788-1608. Or visit our website.
Right. I guess visiting the website, which is schospital.com, is probably the easiest way to do that. Remember that. And if you have general questions and you want to call the hospital in general for anything else, you can call 401-782-8000.
That would be great.
But do that. And obviously, you want to. Everyone should call Claudia and ask her questions, you know, all day long. We could get thousands of people to be just calling her. So the financial campaign is going very well, but always room for more additions. I guess I'm hesitating on some of the questions because neither one of you are medical background. I just want to make that clear, right? You're not doctors or...
No, but I am a cancer survivor, and as a result, I've experienced the course of treatment, and I can at least speak to it from that point of view. What we're trying to do reflects the best practices that are implemented at all the famous cancer centers that you've ever heard, Dana-Farber, Sloan Kettering, Johns mm-hmm. Hopkins. And the whole idea is that we want to assemble all the services to treat the whole patient, whether it's chemotherapy, radiation, what we call complementary or integrative therapies like Reiki, acupuncture, massage, spiritual and psychological counseling, because there's a huge psychological and emotional component to survivorship as well. And we want that, we want to have the patient be able to come right into the middle of that and be surrounded by their, the clinicians and the people that they're dealing with, and not have to navigate it, not have to have the concern, the worry, the doubt, the anxiety associated with having this kind of disease.
Excellent. Nicely stated. And we're going to get to some more in just a moment. We need to take a short break for a commercial message, but then we'll be back with more of South County Health and a campaign for cancer care. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Rob Panoff and Ellie Ferguson, that are co-chairs of the South County Hospital Campaign for Cancer Care. And our peanut gallery, again, we want to make sure that Claudia Swain is recognized. There she is in the background. She is the Vice President of Development for the South County Health. We've been talking about cancer care and this campaign for a new wing, if you will, a new area within the confines of South County Hospital for cancer care. And one of the things that I found out during the commercial break is that South County Hospital is the only independent hospital you mentioned. Is that correct, Rob?
It is. The other hospitals are all linked into larger systems that are, for the most part, up north. Even Westerly Hospital was acquired by another system in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're the only independent community hospital left to focus on the urgent needs of our community.
Now, during the commercial break, we also touched on a few statistics which I was not aware of, and so I've got a sheet in the brochure that you gave me that has a few of these on it, and I just want to touch on these. That cancer among Americans over 65 is expected to rise by 67% by 2030. It's interesting that South County is an area of Rhode Island and New England where a lot of people come to retire. So the average age is going up, if you will, and people are living longer. Men are living 6 years longer now than they were scheduled to live in 1980. So just in those, within our lifetimes, men's average age has grown by 6 years. Women has grown by 4 years. And so the people are getting older and needing more and more of these services. And one of the other statistics is that 900 new cases of cancer will be diagnosed in this community every year starting in 2020. So that's how much it's growing. So it's certainly is a major concern. And I guess that I would ask, maybe Ellie wants to handle this question, is there a long-range part of your campaign, or is this like this goal of getting that $6 million or $6.5 million now is for today? But how long will that enable the facility to handle the increasing the growth of all of the needs that are coming along?
Well, the $6.5 million capital campaign will enable the construction and actual equipment and relocation of services, and as we said before, the HVAC work and whatnot. But a portion of that will also fund the care going forward. Mm-hmm. And there will probably be a capital campaign in the future at some point to continue going 10, 20, 30 years out into the future.
Okay, this is not something we think is going to end in 5 years, obviously, or 10
no.
years. This isn't we're close to solving this mystery, and then we're going to be done with it. So it's an ongoing process.
It was a learning experience to hear that number, that 85% of all cancers can be treated at a community level. And that really resonated for many of us because it is an ordeal at the least. Mm-hmm. And to add on to it a commute and having a loved one or a friend give up an entire day to shuttle you to another facility and then back, and you're not feeling well anyway, to have that done 5 or 10 minutes from your home will make a world of difference.
Sure.
For a patient.
Absolutely.
If I could just, Mary, clarify that a little. Ellie mentioned that 85% of cancer treatment, post-diagnosis cancer treatment, can be done at a community hospital. We're still a small community hospital, and we're very, very clear about the things that we can do well and mm-hmm. the things that we need to refer out. We have had for many years strong clinical relationships with other academic facilities that we can refer. There are things like brain cancer and pancreatic cancer whose treatments that we probably would refer out. But many of the post-diagnosis treatment we can do right here actually better than you could in most larger facilities.
Well, it's also the kind of thing where just the knowledge of what the problem is has increased dramatically. Years ago, I can remember people would die and he had cancer. And there was never really a good diagnosis, or there was never really any help for a lot of these things. So now by that term of 85%, that's significant that people can know they can just go right nearby and get a lot of help for most people, for most cases. So that's a good thing. And the statistics here are pretty staggering, that about 77% of all cancer is diagnosed in people over 55. And that's a milestone that's already reached by over 30% of the South County, Washington County residents.
Certainly, right? By us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, well, the women are not 55 in the room here, but Rob, you and I look like we might be over 55. So it continues, and I guess if we're trying to get the message out to people, what's the number one thing you want to get across, that they should pick up the phone and call up and help, or should they visit and help? How is this going to work?
Well, although we are at 85% of our goal, we still need help. We are now turning to the community at large for their participation in this very important project. We've been working very hard with what I would call friends of the hospital to date, and people to whom the hospitals, who have been supporting the hospital for decades. We turn now to people who may not be familiar at all with all the services that the hospital can provide. But one thing I wanted to add to what Rob had mentioned was that one of the most impressive features of South County Health to me has been its focus. It's never tried to be more than it is, and what it does do, it does well. And it has been keeping that tight focus, and that is part of this cancer initiative, cancer care initiative, is that they're prepared to do this well, and mm-hmm. they're not going to try to do something that they can't do. So this is now we turn to the public to help us make this happen. Yeah.
And it's not just the you talked about the long term plan. It's not just the facility. Cancer care has now become a chronic condition that people are treated for over a period of years. And we actually have a certified program. It's called the STAR program, which is a survivorship program and treatment and rehabilitation. It's amazing that as we've been talking about the campaign for cancer treatment here over the last 18 months or so, over half of the families that we talk to, the people that have been touched by cancer in some way. So I can't overemphasize what an urgent need in the community doing this is.
And there's lots of ways that there are things that are going on almost all the time as far as this campaign is concerned. This is not just something that's happening in the month of September of 2015. This campaign doesn't have a near end date, does it? Is it like you need to have this done by October, or this is something that's ongoing, right?
Well, Mike, if you've got that $1 million in your pocket, the campaign will be coming to a very brief close.
But just think how much fun you're having trying to do that. I don't want to give it to you all at once.
The timing is something like this. As you can imagine, living locally, this is a very busy time in South County. Our plan is to start the project in September after the summer rush, and we will begin to refurbish the Reed Wing over the next year from that September. And so the official close of the campaign will be when we open the facility. And hopefully we'll have all the money by then.
Well, there you go. And the object is to not have any long-term debt, right?
That's right.
That would be the way to do it.
The idea is to cover this whole thing through community philanthropy. And so far the community has been just so generous. We can't say enough about that.
Well, that's a great thing. And that's not unusual for Rhode Island, those things. Those people are normally involved in that kind of thing. Are there events that are involved in this? Is there any kind of milestone events like a gala or, we're going to have a party at your house, Ellie, or anything that's...
We'll have a ribbon cutting, I think. We may actually have a few viewings, a hard hat viewing and tour of what progress we're making. We're very creative. I should say Claudia is very creative in coming up with these events. We certainly would like to come to speak to community groups, whether it be the Chamber of Commerce or what have you.
And if people would like to give, there's different donations they can give, and they can reach certain levels of things that might be able to be named after a loved one or something like
that.
That's
right.
There's naming opportunities, so to speak. But I'm looking at a sheet that, if you'd like to give a substantial donation, you can do that too. So if you'd like to remember someone in your family, or if you'd like to have someone remember you, you can give money and have that opportunity. And that's something that Claudia can help you out on if you call Claudia. And in the meantime, we want to make sure that you also know the website and the phone number to get all the information out. We're going to give you that again in just a moment, but I want to start to wrap things up and perhaps Ellie ask you if there's anything, any point that you want to make that you want to reach out to and make sure people understand before we say goodbye here.
Well, one of the reminders that brings this home to me every day, really, is that when those of us who are in this area dial 911, South County is where we go. And the point was driven home to me that the various oncologists that we already have on staff, and we have brought a few new ones on, have pointed out that they're here to stay. Oftentimes, you go to Mass General or some of the gigantic urban centers, and if you're not following breadcrumbs, you could literally be lost in the facilities,
right.
And your doctor can change right in the middle of the course of your treatment.
Sometimes in the middle of the day, I've seen.
Yeah, well, that's just the nature of these very large teaching hospitals, but. The fact that you would have a doctor that you would be able to return to and that would be there to stay would be, it's very reassuring.
And the navigator.
Yeah, and the nurse navigator, that's another very strong point. You're going to have a partner through your journey that will help you in every stage of your treatment, from your diagnosis to the last goodbye when you're on your way home and feeling well and finished.
Excellent.
So it's a terrific program at the hospital.
Okay, and Rob, any last words that you'd like to just kind of recap a little bit?
No, just again, it's an urgent need in the community. We want to respond to that need, and we need your help to get over the last mile and reach our goal. Just another $1 million.
That's all we need. So if you can help in any way, and like a lot of campaigns, obviously there's not a lot of people out there that are going to say, well, here's $500,000. But if any amount you can give will be happily accepted. And the website is schospital.org. www.thecompanybreak.com. And the phone number, the general phone number, is 401-782-8000. And if you'd like any information, I'm sure you can get it from the website or call the number. I'm sure they'll direct you to the right place. Claudia, I want to thank you for being the peanut gallery today, and
Yay.
Good luck to you as the Vice President of Development. And Ellie, thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you again, because we've met in the past, but nice to see you here in this environment.
A pleasure.
And Rob, nice to meet you, and good luck in your endeavors here, and congratulations on being a survivor.
Thank you very much.
Right now, we're ready to wrap it up, and we'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.